Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You want to step into my world? It's a such a psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit at me? Your Cascade shows disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death with a big fat sentence with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath. You want to talk to me? 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 Let's do it. Let's do it.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cancer Experience. I, of course, am Cancer, your host. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I haven't done a show for the last couple weeks, and I do apologize for that. 2 weeks ago was, of course, Super Bowl Sunday, and I was shacked up in Vegas during that event. And last weekend, my best friend, Mike Tam, got married in Michigan, so I had to go over there and be best man for that. So I've been a little bit busy jaunting around the country, but I'm here this week. Going to do a great show for you. Let's get it started. In honor of Valentine's Day, I thought we'd take a moment and review a few of the Valentine's Day cards that didn't make it to the shelf this Cupid season. I admire your strength. I admire your spunk. But the thing I like best is getting you drunk. Our love will never become cold and hollow unless one day you refuse to swallow. I bought this Valentine's card at the store in hopes that later you'd be my whore. This feels so good. It feels so right. I just wish it wasn't $2.50 a night. You're a woman of style, you're a woman of class, especially when I'm spanking your big round fat ass. Before I met you, my heart was so famished, but now I'm fulfilled. Go make me a sandwich. Through all the things that come to pass, our love has grown, but then so is your ass. You're a honey, you're a cutie, I just wish you had J-Lo's booty. I don't want to be sappy or silly or corny, so right to the point, let's do it, I'm horny. If you think that hickey looks like a blister, you should check out the one that I gave to your sister.
Your destiny lies with me, Skywalker. Obi-Wan knew this to be true.
A poem for us. I shave my legs, I sit down to pee, and I can justify any shopping spree. Don't go to a barber, but a beauty salon. I can get a massage without a hard-on. I can balance the checkbook, I can pump my own gas. I can talk to my friends about the size of my ass. My beauty's a masterpiece, and yes, it takes long, but at least I can admit to others when I'm wrong. I don't drive in circles at any cost, and I don't have a problem admitting that I'm lost. I never forget an important date. You just gotta deal with it. I'm usually late. I don't watch movies with lots of gore. Don't need instant replay to remember the score. I won't lose my hair. I don't get jock itch. And just cause I'm assertive, don't you call me a bitch. Don't say to your friends, oh yeah, I can get her. In your dreams, my dear. I can do better. Flowers are okay, but jewelry's best. Look at me, you idiot, not at my chest. I don't have a problem with expressing my feelings. I know when you're lying, you look at the ceiling. Don't call me a girl, a babe, or a chick. I am a woman.
Yeah. You mean the world's going to end and you've forgotten about it?
I've been busy.
Yes, this is 94125.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. My name is Jeremiah. I was simply giving you a call in reference to the recent merger that's currently being completed through. What we did, sir, is we signed a box billing agreement with the local phone company, Bell Atlantic. And what this agreement does, it allows us not to charge that extra billing fee of $3.50. We completely eliminate that for you.
Mm.
And then your flat rate of 10 cents a minute for all your state-to-state calling, sir.
Yeah.
Is now reduced to 7 cents for all your daytime calls. And 5 cents for all your evening and weekend calls.
5 cents?
5 cents, yes, sir.
I can call people for 5 cents, you're telling me.
Yes, sir.
5 cents?
Yes, sir.
Yay! 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 All right, that's good. I want this thing.
You do?
What am I going to do?
Okay, you don't have to do anything, sir. Just hold on the line for a brief second.
Whoa, where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere.
I want to get this 5 cents. Yay! Yay!
All right. Yeah, if you hold on the line for a few seconds, everything will be taken care of. Okay, and James Florentine, who is that, sir?
Who is that?
Yeah, who's James?
That's my brother.
That's your brother?
Yeah.
Okay. And the address?
5 cents, you said, right?
Yes.
Yay! That's great, 5 cents. I can call my friends for a nickel.
Yes, sir. It's Riverview Place, right?
Riverview, yeah. You can see the river. It's frozen now.
It is?
Yeah.
All right.
And yeah, 5 cents.
Park, New Jersey.
And you know where I live.
Yeah, I know where you live, but I just...
Hey, you know me. Is this Peter? Peter, what are you doing? Are you making a prank call?
No, this is not Peter, sir. I'm not Peter.
Peter, you do... What are you doing? You're tricking me, telling me I own the band Nickel.
No. This is not a trick, and I'm not Peter.
This isn't Peter.
This is not Peter.
Who's this?
My name is Jeremiah. I'm calling. Yes, sir.
Who are you?
I'm calling about the 5 cents a minute.
You know Peter, because you guys sound just alike.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know Peter.
Oh.
Peter's one of your friends?
Yeah, he's one of my friends.
And one of your brother's friends, too?
Yeah, he knows my brother, too.
So Peter's mainly your friend, right?
Well, he's both of our friends, you know? We all went to the mall the other day.
Uh-huh.
And we got candy.
Oh, got candy?
Cotton candy.
Oh, cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
What kind? Was it blue? Was it red?
Whatever color it is. There's only one color.
Oh, no. There's different colors of cotton candy. You have the blue kind. You have the green kind of cotton
candy. There is? Where you get that at?
If you look in certain stores, they have it there.
Yeah? I want cotton candy.
Hey, well, once again, I can always come by and pick you up in a couple of days.
I want cotton candy now.
I'm sorry,
give
man.
Give me some cotton candy.
I'm sorry, man. I can't give you cotton candy.
No, you tell me now I can't get it. It's not fair.
I'll send you some. How about that one?
Do you have any girls or something you can hook me up with?
No, I don't have a lot of girls around here.
What do you mean?
There are some females around here, but I usually just stick to myself. I'm usually working.
What are you, one of them gay guys or something?
No,
you gay?
No, man, I'm not gay.
You talk about cotton candy, that could be,
man,
gay. No, I know, I'm not gay, I'm not.
Hey, nobody said you were gay.
I'm not gay.
Hey, nobody said you were, I'm not gay either.
All right, because I'm not. I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm not. I like girls.
Hey, I know you like
girls. I like girls and cotton candy.
You like girls and cotton candy?
Yeah.
And that's good. I like girls and cotton candy, too.
Right. You're cool, man.
Hey, you're a cool guy, too, man. Hey, so you like to call up different friends in other states for 5 cents a minute?
Yeah.
In just a few seconds, you'll be able to call them on your phone and call them up for 5 cents a minute.
But now, I got in trouble before because I ordered something over the phone, and my brother got mad at me because I wasn't supposed to do it.
Okay, you weren't supposed to do it?
No, and he got mad at me, and he punched me.
He punched you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
He punched me right in the stomach when I was eating mashed potatoes, and they went all over the wall.
Okay, that's not good.
No, so I don't want him to punch me again if I say something that I want.
I'm going to give you my name and my number. If he wants it, he can call me up so we can give it to him.
Yeah, because I don't want him to punch me again.
Okay.
Because I want to have mashed potatoes tonight. I had to clean him off the wall.
All right, you have a good one, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, why don't you stop dressing me up like a mailman and making me dance for you while you go and smoke crack in your bedroom and have sex with some guy I don't even know on my dad's bed?
I'm going to depart for a moment from the show's normal parameters. I usually try to keep the cancer experience extremely lighthearted, but for this next segment, it's going to be an exception. September 11th created a renewed surge of patriotism in the United States. With the Winter Olympics going on right now, it's further increased our national pride. The opening ceremony of the Olympics got higher ratings than any other Winter Olympics covered in United States television history. Our Olympians seem to be feeling the effect too. As I'm recording this, the United States has already won a record 16 medals. That is more medals than any previous U.S. Winter Olympics team has ever won. And they're expected to win more medals before the games finish. But I'm beginning to digress. I didn't want to talk about the Olympics or even the terrorist attacks on September 11th. I wanted to talk about immigrants. I am tired of this nation worrying about whether we are offending some individual or their culture. And when I say this nation, I am not really speaking about this nation as a whole, because I truly believe that the ones squawking about political correctness do not represent this nation's feelings or ideas as a whole. However, the dust from the attacks had barely settled when the politically correct crowd began complaining about the possibility that our patriotism was offending others. Now, I am not against immigration. I don't hold a grudge against anyone who is seeking a better life by coming to America. America was founded on these principles. America is a nation of immigrants. I only ask that immigrants come to our nation legally, obeying the laws that we as a society have created. That isn't too much to ask, is it? However, there are a few things that those who have recently come to our country, and apparently some that were born here, need to understand. This idea of America being a multicultural community has served only to dilute our sovereignty and our national identity. The hyphen. It's everywhere. Irish American, Italian American, Latin American, African American. We need to lose this hyphen. It is not doing our country any good whatsoever. We are Americans. As Americans, we have our own culture, our own society, and our own language, our own lifestyle. This culture has been developed over centuries of struggle, strife, trials, and victories by millions of men and women who have sought freedom for ourselves and others around the world. We speak English, not Spanish, not Arabic, not Chinese, not Japanese, not Russian, or no other language. Therefore, if you wish to become a part of our society, learn our language. In God We Trust is our national motto. This is not some Christian right-wing political slogan. We adopted this motto because Christian men and women on Christian principles founded this nation, and this is clearly documented. It is certainly appropriate to display it on the walls of our schools. If God offends you, then I suggest you consider another part of the world as your new home, because God is a part of our culture. If the Stars and Stripes offend you, or you don't like Uncle Sam, then you should seriously consider a move to another part of this planet. We are very happy with our culture, and we have no desire to change. And we really don't care how you did things where you came from. You left there because things weren't working out. It sucked. We don't want to use your sucky ideas over here. This is our country, our land, and our lifestyle. Our First Amendment gives every citizen the right to express his opinion, and we will allow you every opportunity to do so. But once you are done whining, complaining, and griping about our flag, our pledge, our national motto, our way of life, or the language we speak, I highly encourage you to take advantage of another great American freedom, the freedom to leave. Go over to Canada. They'll love you more than a red-headed stepson.
A legs. Who wants to be my love slave?
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our first segment. Stay with us. We'll be right back after a brief word from these sponsors.
www.cyvamp.com. Indulge yourself in the darker side of techno by visiting the official site of the musical artist Cyvamp at www.cyvamp.com. Listen to it for yourself. We dare you to try and sit still. The Darkness Within is now available, and a new CD, The Kindred, is soon to be released. www.cyvamp.com, bringing your imagination and fantasies into a new reality.
Experience the art and wonder of Nick Rose at nickrose.vampireradio.com. Gothic, fantasy, and horror paintings of a unique design are all at your fingertips. If you're looking for the macabre, you'll find it at nickrose.vampireradio.com. You can also find a full collection of vampire prints. nickrose.vampireradio.com, the darker side of the internet.
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Vampire Radio.
There. Now we feel better.
Baron Designs .NU offers a wide selection of services including web design, clothing, jewelry, and several other assorted items. Custom Baron jewels are of the highest quality and handmade to your specifications. Baron Clothing offers unique designs not found anywhere else on the internet. Baron Designs .NU. That's F-A-E-R-I-A-N designs.dot.nu.
welcome.to/Fairy Grove Candles. Fairy Grove Candles are homemade in Staunton, Virginia. We use only zinc core wicks. You'll find no lead in our candles. welcome.to/Fairy Grove Candles offers an online shopping cart for your convenience. We offer a list of scents to enhance any mood. Great quality candles at low prices. welcome.to/Fairy Grove Candles. The place online to purchase candles made with love.
Music for the next century.
The Audio Realm. Internet Broadcasting Network.
Vampire Radio.
www.lordmeyer.com features a wide selection of handcrafted gothic and vampire soaps. Getting that blood off your collar won't be a problem anymore. Lord Meyer also offers gothic candles and hand-dipped incense. www.lordmeyer.com. That's LordMyre.com. Let us help you set the mood.
Say, Timmy, what's wrong?
I'm afraid I'm going to explode, Daddy.
Oh, don't be silly. Nobody ever spontaneously explodes. My bad. Insufficient information can be devastating to a father and his son. They should have listened to The Freak Show every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Arizona Stupid Time here on www.vampireradio.com. It could save your life.
Welcome back to the Cancer Experience. I failed to mention at the start of the program that this is episode number 10 of the Cancer Experience. Thank you to all who have helped me make this show a reality over the past few months. Special thanks, of course, to Scarlett. Next to mine, you probably hear her voice more than any other on this show. Also, a great deal of thanks go out to Smilin' Bandit and Nick Nivian, who both provide great content. All right, let's get back into the program.
Every Sunday, a little old lady placed $1,000 in the collection plate. This went on for weeks until the priest, overcome by curiosity, approached her. "Sister, I couldn't help but notice that you put $1,000 a week on the collection plate," he stated. Why, yes, she replied. Every week my son sends me money, and what I don't need, I give to the church. That's wonderful. How much does he send you? Oh, $20,000 a week. Your son must be very successful. What does he do for a living? He's a veterinarian, she answered. That's a very honorable profession. Where does he practice? Well, he has one cat house in Las Vegas and another in Reno.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Joe leased an apartment and went to the lobby to put his name on the mailbox. While there, an attractive young lady came out of the apartment next to the mailboxes wearing a robe. Joe smiled at the young woman, and she started a conversation with him. As they talked, her robe slipped open, and it was obvious that she had nothing else on. Poor Joe broke out into a sweat trying to maintain eye contact. After a few minutes, she placed her hand on his arm and said, "Let's go to my apartment. I hear someone coming." He followed her into her apartment. She closed the door and leaned against it, allowing her robe to fall off completely. Now nude, she purred at him. "What would you say is my best feature?" Flustered and embarrassed, Joe finally squeaked, "It's gotta be your ears." Astounded and a little hurt, she asked, "My ears? Look at these breasts. They're full and 100% natural. I work out every day. My butt, it's firm and solid. Look at my skin, no blemishes anywhere. How can you feel that the best part of my body is my ears?" Joe cleared his throat and stammered, "Outside, when you said you heard someone coming, that was me."
"Yo, man, tell me something about me."
"You masturbate more than anyone on the planet."
"So, fuck, everyone knows that. Tell me something nobody knows."
"When you do it, you're thinking about guys."
Top 10 things you'll never hear one woman say to another. "That swimsuit really flatters your figure. Would you mind keeping my husband company while I go for a swim?" "Oh, look, that woman and I have the same dress on. I think I'll go introduce myself." "His new girlfriend is thinner and better looking than I am, and I'm happy for them both." "If he doesn't let me hold the remote, I get all moody." "He makes more money than I do, so I broke up with him." "I'm sick of dating doctors and lawyers. Give me a good old-fashioned waiter with a heart of gold any day." "We're redecorating the bedroom. He keeps bugging me to help him with the color choices." "He talks our relationship to death. It's making me crazy." "Why can't I find a guy who'll have a wild, carefree night of sex and then just go his separate way for once?" "I just realized, my butt doesn't look fat in this. My butt is fat."
Wow, that is really great. And that's really true if you think about it. I mean, have you ever known a woman who broke up with a guy because he made more money than her? Just silly. I mean, it's a whole double standard thing, too. They want you to date a woman for her personality, but not her looks or her figure or how good she might be in bed. But you never see them dating the poor guys that are trying to make something out of themselves. They're free to date Mr. Rich. And girls, always remember, if you have to ask, yes, your butt is fat.
Our love is God. Let's go get a slushie.
A helicopter was flying around above Seattle yesterday when an electrical malfunction disabled all of the aircraft's electronic navigation and communication equipment. Due to the clouds and haze, the pilot could not determine the helicopter's position and therefore course to steer to the airport. The pilot saw a tall building, flew to it, circled, drew a handwritten sign and held it in the helicopter's window. The pilot sign said, "Where am I?" in large letters. People in the tall building quickly responded to the aircraft, drew a huge sign, and held it in the building window. Their sign said, "You are in a helicopter over Seattle." The pilot smiled, waved, looked at his map, determined the course to steer to SeaTac Airport, and landed safely. After they were on the ground, the co-pilot asked the pilot how the "You are in a helicopter" sign helped him determine their position. The pilot responded, "I knew that it had to be the Microsoft building, because just like their helplines, they gave me technically correct information. However, it was completely useless."
Every woman is a mystery to be solved, but a woman has nothing from a true lover. Her skin color can tell us how to proceed. A hue like the blush of a rose, pink and pale. And she must be coaxed to open her petals with a warmth like the sun. The pale and dappled skin of the redhead calls for the last of a whale crashing to the shore, so we may steer up what lies beneath and bring the foamy delight of love to the surface. Although there is no metaphor that truly describes making love to a woman, the closest is playing a rare musical instrument. I wonder, does a Stradivarius violin feel the same rapture as the violinist when he coaxes a single perfect note from its heart?
Okay, well, that will bring this cancer experience to a close. I would like to profusely thank Scarlett for her participation in this episode, and once again thanks out to Smiling Bandit and Nick Nivian for sending in all the wonderful content. Join me, Cancer, next week on an all-new edition of The Cancer Experience, right here on Vampire Radio and other Audio Realm participating stations. If you would like to carry The Cancer Experience on your internet radio station, or just have a general comment about the program, email cancer@vampireradio.com. Stay tuned, in just 30 minutes is The Freak Show featuring Adam, Brittany, Michael, and Lowell. You're not going to want to miss it.